and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you're having a good afternoon. In our next 30 minutes, we will hear more from Jason and Feli and Nick talking about public radio and public media in general, what you can do to help out. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. And then the CEO of a company now called Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, had high hopes for what they referred to as the metaverse. But his vision for that immersive and interactive digital world didn't exactly catch on.
He went all in on it. And he missed the boat on AI.
Now Zuckerberg is cutting his metaverse losses and investing heavily in AI. What are the implications of that? Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel in downtown Lawrence, hosting a three-course Easter dinner Sunday, April 5th, 11 a.m. to 5. Reservations can be made by calling 785-838-5503.
We are expecting mostly cloudy, let's try that again, mostly cloudy skies is what we had this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 50s, 80% chance of rain tomorrow with a chance of thunderstorms through the afternoon. It's going to be very humid tomorrow. We're expecting a high in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at KU.
It's 59 degrees in Manhattan. It is 64 in Abilene. The time is 4:20.
And we are joined in the live performance.
Arsenio Hall on his career tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are up next. It is 61 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:30.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
For spring break travelers, lines at airports should be a little shorter this weekend after TSA workers began receiving back pay and many returned to work. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas is close to creating a sports authority that will oversee a $3 billion stadium deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 11-member group will include state and local officials as well as a representative from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Wyandotte County Stadium and Johnson County facilities will be publicly owned and operated. Republican State Senator Larry Alley supported incentives for the Chiefs project, saying the agreement will pay off.
This legislation positions Kansas and Kansas City Chiefs for a long-term partnership that supports jobs, investment, tourism, national visibility for decades to come.
If Democratic Governor Laura Kelly signs the bill that creates the authority, members will be appointed by the end of August. A transgender activist is hoping her use of a statehouse bathroom will shine a light on the risks that other transgender Kansans face. Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has more.
Samantha Bucher did what many people do at the statehouse every day. She went to the restroom, but unlike others, the transgender activist defied state law by doing so. Booker was questioned by police but not arrested. The protest responds to a state law requiring transgender people to use bathrooms and carry IDs that reflect their sex at birth, not the sex with which they identify. Booker says she wants to support transgender Kansans now affected by the law.
We are both helping people to leave the state if they choose to do that, if that's the route that's right for them, but also trying to help them stay more safely.
Since Booker's protest, 200 volunteers have signed up with Operation Lifeboat, a program assisting transgender Kansans with the decision to stay or go. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
It could cost a lot of money to repair the damage caused by a sinkhole that swallowed a police car in Emporia last Sunday. The sinkhole on Commercial Street between 9th and 10th Avenues was caused when a section of storm sewer pipe collapsed. The police car was rescued, but officials are still estimating the cost of repairs. KSN reports the section of pipe that collapsed is believed to have been more than 100 years old. If the entire storm sewer line needs to be replaced, officials say the cost could exceed $800,000. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, 80% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. It's 4:35.
Sabrina Shea in Boston. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Next time on Prairie Journal, telling the story of Kansas and Kansans. It's part two of this month's Kansas 250 Bookshelf Series.
Hunting the oldest grave in the town cemetery was acclaimed as one among many great history lessons completed by the third grade class during the Kansas Centennial.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPER2.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
Thanks for joining us today. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next few minutes, we will talk more with Jason and Feli and Nick. We will get you an update of news headlines at 5:01, and then California officials and big-time Hollywood honchos are pushing back against a proposed $111 billion with a B dollar merger between Warner Brothers and Paramount. They're concerned about a lot of things, including antitrust issues, job risks, media consolidation. We'll get you the skinny coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host A Republic, If You Can Keep It. April 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Clear skies this evening, but partly cloudy after midnight. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, an 80% chance of showers and storms. Very humid tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 70 degrees in Chanute and 56 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 5.
And it's now.
I know, I'm going off on a tangent. But isn't that fun? That's one of the nice things about All Things Considered, is you'll hear something that you weren't expecting. None of us had any idea that it was peanut butter and jelly day. And now we're having fun and laughing. And I just think it's one of the nice things about the news magazines that NPR and KPR are able to provide. But we can't do it without you. So we need your support right now. Help us take care of the challenge from Brad and Mindy Lovelace. We have just $170 to go. If you wipe off that challenge, you'll also be eligible to receive a bee bag, and you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org.
That's right. You know, I would love to hear if there are any marshmallow fluff farmers out there, because I know there are beekeepers, but I feel like the fluff Fluffernutter farmers are underrepresented.
You're really not letting this go.
I'm not going to let it. You know, you can do bee puns all day long.
Marshmallows were originally a natural, made from something directly from, I don't know about
bees.
this is Laura. Hi. As your on-duty news editor,
uh-huh.
I'm here to report that tomorrow is National Chocolate Mousse Day.
Okay.
What? No.
Wait.
That's unbelievable. I have a chocolate mousse story that I'll save for another day, but it's one of the finest desserts known.
Tuesday of next week is National Beer Day.
Well, we all knew that.
Monday of next week is National Fresh Tomato Day.
Ooh.
And see, I myself am looking forward to April 12th, Pretzel Sunday.
Ooh.
So that's all I got. Just thought I'd tell you.
You know,
thank you, Laura.
Sure.
You know, not all the news is bad.
Looks back on his career as one of America's favorite late night talk show hosts on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow beginning at 5 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're just about a minute away from our next update of news headlines. You can still make your pledge of support right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5 o'clock.
And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, providing locally sourced food and products each and every day. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence.
It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia. It's 5:06. This is KPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News. From the University of Kansas, we are listener-supported Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We have news headlines coming your way in about another 12 minutes before we get to 6 o'clock. President says other countries should be doing more to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Today, dozens of nations met virtually to discuss that very topic.
Getting organized around what they are willing to do, both to help Trump in the Strait, but also to prepare for a context where they may be left alone.
One interesting thing, the U.S. was not invited to that meeting, so we will learn more about that. Plus, we will get an overview of some of the bills pertaining to education that were heard in the Kansas legislature this year. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live. This week it's the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, playing some Schubert and some Sibelius and a whole lot more. That gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight here on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Prairie Journal.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, screen printing and skateboard supply under one roof, located in North Lawrence at 608 North 2nd Street, with all the latest boards, safety gear, and more. Information at riverettks.com.
We are expecting a low in the lower 50s tonight. No rain really expected tonight, but tomorrow with an 80% chance of rain, with a chance of storms in the afternoon. It's going to be humid tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 61 degrees in Topeka and 61 in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
Well, I have our sandwich, and she presented
right
them to Jason.
TV hosts, fans greeted him by barking. They still do.
Nobody barks with a frown. They bark at me with a smile.
And that's an incredible blessing because I'm 70 and I haven't done a talk show in a long time.
Arsenio Hall on his career on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on both your KPR1 and KPR2 stations. We simulcast Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 62 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Emporia. The time is 5:30.
The complaint also argues Trump's order directs the Postal Service to make rules about election mail that would overstep the mailing agency's power. More lawsuits are expected. Trump has defended his order to restrict voting by mail as a way to stop illegal voting by non-citizens in federal elections, which is already incredibly rare. Trump himself voted by mail in Florida last month. Anzi Luong, NPR News, Washington.
And this is NPR News from New York City.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. More than 500 people have been laid off from Oracle's Kansas City campus following worldwide layoffs at the global tech and software company. The Kansas City Star reports that company-wide layoffs could hit tens of thousands of people. Oracle filed a notice with the state of Missouri that the company will be terminating employees at its Kansas City campus facility on Hillcrest Road. However, the campus itself is not closing. Oracle acquired local healthcare information technology company Cerner in June of 2022 for more than $28 billion. Company officials expect the layoffs will be permanent. A transgender activist is hoping her use of a statehouse bathroom will shine a light on some of the risks that other transgender Kansans face. Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett has the story.
Samantha Bucher did what many people do at the statehouse every day. She went to the restroom, but unlike others, the transgender activist defied state law by doing so. Bucher was questioned by police but not arrested. The protest responds to a state law requiring transgender people to use bathrooms and carry IDs that reflect their sex at birth, not the sex with which they identify. Bucher says she wants to support transgender Kansans now affected by the law.
We are both helping people to leave the state if they choose to do that, if that's the route that's right for them, but also trying to help them stay more safely.
Since Bucher's protest, 200 volunteers have signed up with Operation Lifeboat, a program assisting transgender Kansans with the decision to stay or go. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
FIFA Fan Festival admission options are now available to the public. Local FIFA officials announced at a press conference this morning that soccer fans can reserve or purchase tickets to the elaborate festival, which will be held on the lawn of the World War I Museum and Memorial. General admission tickets are first come, first serve, and they are free. However, there are two additional tiers available for a fee. KC 2026 CEO Pam Kramer says what's called the Legacy Lounge Pass is the highest tier. It's also the most expensive tier at $225 a day. Kramer says it will provide not only better amenities, food, and beverage options, but also the best viewing experience of the festival.
So it will have a rooftop. The Legacy Lounge is a two-story structure with viewing areas on one side and then an air-conditioned spot on the other. I think that, you know, for us, this is really where the World Cup comes to life.
Civil construction of the venue will begin on May 11th. And faculty, staff, and students from Wichita State University will have the honor of ringing the closing bell of New York Stock Exchange on Monday. That's one of Wall Street's most iconic traditions. The invitation is part of the centennial celebration of Wichita State's Barton School of Business. More than a dozen people from the school will take part. It's 62 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5:35.
NPR News, this is All Things Considered. To them is large, and that ultimately Iran holds the cards, and any attempt to reopen the flow of shipping would need their agreement.
NPR's Fatima Al-Kassab in London. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
and you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Kansas lawmakers wrapped up the majority of their annual work at the end of March, including passing a number of bills related to schools. KMUW's education reporter Daniel Caudle has been tracking some of those bills and shared this update with KMUW News Director Suzanne Perez ahead of the legislature's veto session.
So, Daniel, by now, many of
credits to pay for their kids going to private school. The bill would also expand a similar program at the state level, but Governor Kelly is expected to veto that one as well. The only difference is that the bill has a lot stronger support in the Senate.
Well, it is always good to know what's going on with education at the State House. Thanks so much, Daniel.
You bet.
It was KMUW's education reporter Daniel Caudle and KMUW News Director Suzanne Perez talking about what Kansas lawmakers have done so far in the realm of education this year. You can read more at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, news headlines, of course, at 6:01. Then we'll learn more about what's the plan for this war in Iran, 30 days into the U.S. engagement there. Things aren't super clear. We thought they'd get cleared up last night in that address to the nation. They kind of didn't. Details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown. Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
Lows in the lower 50s tonight. We'll see clouds rolling in after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with an 80% chance of rain and a good chance of storms in the afternoon. Very humid. Highs in the lower 70s. It is 62 degrees in Lawrence, 67 in Abilene. It is 55 up in Atchison. The time is 10 minutes before 6.
It is the spring.
Show hosts on the next morning edition from NPR News.
You'll hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
And you are listening to NPR on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Want to say thank you to an anonymous donor from Manhattan, Richard Seaton of Manhattan, and Mary Jackson of Olathe. Thank you so much for supporting Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan, and 70 in Emporia. This is KPR. It's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Listener-supported public radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, Attorney General Pam Bondi is out. She has been ousted from the top job at the Justice Department. The shakeup was announced in a social media post by the president. We will also examine what's next for the company Meta. The metaverse never really took off, so now they're trying to get on board with the whole AI thing. How's that going? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from K-State Day of Giving, a 24-hour event celebrating the impact of K-State, Wednesday, April 8th. More information about K-State Day of Giving at k-state.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, music from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. That's on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, following All Things Considered, stay tuned for Prairie Journal, where we're celebrating local poets this week, like H.C. Palmer, Al Lordolani, Catherine Strayhall, telling the story of Kansas, part two in this month's Kansas 250 Bookshelf Series. Kay McIntyre is your host for Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock tonight on KPR Two.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Partly cloudy skies late tonight, lows in the lower 50s, 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow, and humid tomorrow, highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 620.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
When Arsenio Hall was one of America's favorite late-night TV hosts, fans greeted him by barking. They still do.
Nobody barks with a frown. They bark at me with a smile. And that's an incredible blessing because I'm 70 and I haven't done a talk show in a long time.
Arsenio Hall on his career tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 61 degrees in Topeka and 70 in Emporia. It is 6:30.
Senator Phil Mendelson agreed the White House needs a ballroom, but opposed the plan.
I'm trying to be nice here. It's just too large. It's just too large.
In fact, the ballroom would be more than 1.5 times larger than the White House residence. A judge ruled last week that Trump has no authority to build the ballroom. The administration is appealing. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 61 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas is close to creating a sports authority that will oversee a $3 billion stadium deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. The 11-member group will include state and local officials, as well as a representative from the Chiefs. The Wyandotte County Stadium and Johnson County facilities will be publicly owned and operated. Republican State Senator Larry Alley supported incentives for the Chiefs project, saying the agreement will pay off.
This legislation positions Kansas and Kansas City Chiefs for a long-term partnership that supports jobs, investment, tourism, national visibility for decades to come.
If Democratic Governor Laura Kelly signs the bill that creates the authority, members will be appointed by the end of August. Kansas lawmakers want the state to adopt guidelines for schools that conduct active shooter drills. A bill passed by the legislature would require schools to notify parents of any active shooter drill and let them exempt their children. The bill would also ban simulations that mimic a law enforcement response or the presence of a shooter. The goal is to reduce stress on students and make drills more consistent across schools. Aurora Vasquez is with the group Sandy Hook Promise, which started after the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Connecticut.
It's wiser to have clear expectations than to just let every school try to figure it out on their own.
Students would also get a debriefing period before returning to classwork after a drill. That bill now awaits action from the governor. And faculty, staff, and students from Wichita State University will have the honor of ringing the closing bell of the New York Stock Exchange on Monday. It's one of Wall Street's most iconic traditions. The invitation is part of the centennial celebration of Wichita State's Barton School of Business. More than a dozen people from the school will be taking part. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy for Friday with an 80% chance of rain and a chance of storms in the afternoon. Very humid on Friday with highs in the lower 70s. Then for Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Becoming partly cloudy late Friday night, we're expecting lows in the upper 30s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
Stay tuned. We have a little more All Things Considered still to come. It's 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations. It's Classics Live. We'll have Jazz in the Night starting at 9 o'clock on your KPR1 stations with music from the Vinyl Vault. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for Prairie Journal, followed at 8 o'clock by The Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
For the rest of the evening, we're not specifically taking time out to extol the virtues of KPR, but you can still make a pledge if you want to just get it out of the way. One more day of the pledge drive, but you can do it tonight. Do it right now at kansaspublicradio.org. Pledge your support for regional public media. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's All Things Considered.
Light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Arsenio Hall looks back on his career as one of America's favorite late-night talk show hosts on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition tomorrow featuring Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst. Assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Stay tuned following All Things Considered. And, you know, in just about a minute, we have Classics Live. The Topeka Symphony Orchestra will be performing. We will hear some Schubert. We will hear some Sibelius. We will hear two amazing concerto pieces featuring trombonist extraordinaire Dr. Denson Paul Pollard. That is coming up in just a few moments right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're heading for a low in the lower 50s tonight. 80% chance of showers and storms tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 7:01.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert called Unfinished Business. In fact, here is conductor Kyle Wiley-Pickett to lead the Topeka Symphony in the famously unfinished Symphony No. 8 by Franz Schubert.
Thank you.